Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Cuba. How you see it may well depend on how old you are. If you were around during the revolution 50 years ago when Fidel Castro took over, you think Cuba is a dictatorship. But if you're one of the several younger generations of Cuban Americans who've grown up in this country, Cuba is, well, what? Just another foreign country? And are they prepared for the new job being offered by the Obama administration?
There are no better ambassadors for the freedom of the Cuban people than Cuban Americans. And that's why I have said that I will immediately allow unlimited family travel and remittances to the island. It's time to let Cuban Americans see their mothers and their fathers, their sisters and their brothers.
So, ambassadors. Yesterday, President Obama made good on his promise to lift restrictions on Cuban Americans who wish to travel there. But what about the people whom he's tapped to be those ambassadors? Do they want to spread the word or even go back? In the studio joining us is Danny Mendoza. He is a Cuban-American filmmaker, a student at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. Danny, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So let me start with you. First of all, do you want to go back to Cuba and be an ambassador?
I do. I personally do. I've wanted to for some time, and I'm part of a group of young people who are friends, just happen to know each other, who are Cuban-American, who have, by and large, a great interest in reconnecting with the life on the island, the cultural life on the island, the work being done there. I don't think it necessarily falls to all of us, and I know a great many people who don't have very much interest in going to the island who do feel it's just a foreign country to them.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. You call yourself a Cuban American. I refer to you as a Cuban American. Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
Miami, Florida.
Right. Where was your father born?
My father was born in a little area outside of Havana.
Oh, okay. So you're first-generation American.
I am indeed.
Okay. So you call yourself Cuban-American?
I do.
Do most of your friends, do young people whose families have now been here maybe two generations, do they call themselves Cuban-American?
In Miami, yes. So there aren't that many who are in their second generation now. Most of us that I knew were first generation.
Okay. Have you been back to Cuba?
I have not. Members of my family have, though.
You know, you can see the conflict not big conflict, but I'm just wondering if this announcement by the Obama administration sets in motion conversations between parents and kids all over the Cuban American community where I'm going back, no, you're not. Yes, you should. You should. Is that what's going on now?
I imagine so for a great many people. My situation is not the typical. My parents, I believe quite confidently, would support my decision to go back at some point, do support that. But I know very, very many people who would take issue with it initially and would need a lot of conversing. They would need to really understand why I would want to go back in order for them to be able to be okay with it, to not feel that it goes against what they suffered or what they believe.
Well, you know, I saw there was a wonderful one-woman play in New York last year called Rum and Coke by a woman named Carmen Pelaez. She's Cuban-American. Mm-hmm. And her grandmother, the character of her grandmother in the play, says to her, you are not free because you're Cuban and you're not home. Mm-hmm. Do you feel you're not Cuban and you're not home? Does that resonate with you, or is that just your parents' generation?
It resonates to some extent. I would like to mention that in my own circumstance, my parents came when they were very young, so it only even resonates with them to a certain extent. Now, I don't want to speak for them. It does resonate with them, and for me, I think it still holds water. But I am very American as well, and I do feel home here, so it's not the same. And I'll say that if you take Cubans, even from much older generations, but who came in the first wave after Castro took over, they've been here for 40 some odd years.
Right.
It's not that it's not home for them anymore, because it is, and that's not something that can be taken away. But there is something to be said for them living here for a good amount, a majority of their lives.
But for some in Miami, the home is actually this ideological conflict and maintaining it. You know, we said at the top of the hour that the Berlin Wall was this immovable object in Europe until, poof, it was a bunch of souvenirs. Yeah. Is that transformation possible in Cuba from your where you're sitting?
Oh, I absolutely believe so. I don't see why that would not be the case. And I happen to know a lot of people, not only from my generation, but many from my generation, who've been working for years now to when it was a lot harder than it is already, honestly, to make connections with people on the ground in the island and really listen to what they have to say, what their needs are, what their interests are, what they're bringing to the table, and building off of that. And if I think if we're going to have a proper exchange, a fruitful exchange, it's going to have to come from that sort of interaction.
Danny Mendoza from NYU, we will have you back when you go to Cuba. Tell us what it's like.
Thank you very much.